Hello everyone, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to be doing the AMA finally for the month of September 2022. I printed out all the questions because I'm just weird like that, and it happens to be like, I made it 8 font because I was like, I don't want to waste too much paper, and it's 5 pages long, people. So I am going to answer every single question on this list, and I tried to organize it by who was asking, so hopefully I don't have any repeats. I don't think I do, but it's 5 pages long, so if I have to break up the audio, I will, maybe in half-hour increments. I don't know if you guys are all interested in hearing everything, but here we go. So let's see. The first questions are from Roberto Cruz. He's a writer. Which of your audios has the most plays on Soundgasm? So I just looked at that. I looked at that today, and it is the sex ed blowjob one, where I play a teacher, and that was written by Starburst 8450. I think that's right. I don't know. I have it. Yes, 8540. I'm sorry. There are a total of 7,621 plays so far. I can't check the old RambleFap ones that I posted because it's under my old, my old username. It's under my previous Soundgasm account, and I still can't, I don't have access to see it for some reason. Like, I can log in, but I can't see any of the stuff that I marked as private. So it's kind of annoying. Okay, next question. Same. I'll just do it by person that's asking. So, your spoken voice is really lovely. Has anyone ever commented outside of GWA? Yes, they have. One friend, a friend of a friend, said that my voice is like, I'm very clear when I speak. So she said it's really easy to understand me because I enunciate some words. So she was a foreign speaker, so it was easy for her to understand, like, you know, if I was saying something or if I needed to, like, repeat it for her so she could pronounce it herself. She said she really liked that. And then when I was in college, I used to call alumni for money. Yes, and I was, I only did it for, like, a summer, but I was very successful. I got a lot of the 1500 donor, like the donor level. I think that was the highest. So it was basically like, they get like a dinner and they get invited to like university events or something. And yeah, I got a lot of those. So we got to ring the bell when I got that, but I get bonuses. I think, yeah, that was great. So I guess they were saying, oh yeah, you have a nice voice for the phone. So anyway, so I guess it never occurred to me to do audio, but that's when I heard that my voice was nice. And then some people tell me on the phone that my voice is nice, so that's always good to hear. Third question. Has being on GWA given you any new kinks that you didn't have before? Yes, it has. There's a lot of kinks that I didn't know about, and I still don't know about. I would say reading the scripts helps a lot. And I just gotta say yes. So one thing that I can add is an audio exhibitionist, but also I think an audio voyeur. So I like to listen to other people. Which, since you guys are listening to my audios, you guys are audio voyeurs, I think. If that makes any sense. I don't even know if it's a real kink or word, but let's see. Next question. Which album / songs have you been listening to the most for the past 6 months? So I have a playlist, which I discuss in some of my Ramble Faps, and all the songs are great and they're related to sex. And sometimes I will post them like on, I will post music on some of the posts that I put out. Like, I think this song would go great with this post. So that's where that comes from. A lot of the music that's on my list is posted in that, in those. I should create a playlist as I post so that I can put it on there, but it's all on Spotify. So the next question, do you enjoy masturbation sessions more when you are recording them for GWA compared to when you're not recording? So I enjoy them more when I'm not recording, only because when I record, especially for the fantasy ones, I have to really think about the fantasy and some of the details before I perform / masturbate, because honestly, I just go like dumb. Like I'm masturbating, I can't think. So I apologize. I don't even know what I say sometimes. So I have to really think and focus on what I'm going to talk about. I think one of the first fantasy ones I did, which was the one where like I go meet, it was like the first fantasy one is like I go meet at your town or your house, or like it's the vacation one, I think, where we go on the same vacation. And originally I said, I'm going to go to your house with my family. And then I thought what was going through my head was like, gosh, that's a lot of people to come visit you. So I thought, okay, that's not going to work. So maybe we'd go on a mutual, like, you know, we go to the same destination on a vacation, which was really smart, actually, I think. Okay, so that's it from Roberto Cruz. Next one is Dwell in Possibilities. So he only has 4 questions. Number 1, do you have any interesting hobbies? So I think something that's interesting is I'm learning to play the cello. I'm learning as an adult. So I think that's interesting because I don't know that many adults that take up a musical instrument when they get older. I mean, I don't know, maybe if you're a musician, but I don't have any musical background, so I'm not very good at it. Just FYI. What's your favorite book? Okay. So there's a lot of pressure for that one. Because I don't really have a favorite, but I like books that make me think differently. So one of the books I read was for a book club, and the guy that was leading it, who got to pick the book, he's like this English lit professor, and he picked this book, The Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Solja, and it was like totally eye-opening. Like I never would have known about that life at all. So it was like really cool. And then I like romantic books too, like The Time Traveler's Wife. I really love that book, actually. And I love that, you know, there's an HBO series that just came out, and I watched that also. I loved it. Okay. Next question. What is something besides posting these audios that people wouldn't guess about you? So I love art, like unique art, like something totally different. And I don't think people would know that about me, or that I am a little bit of an expert in like ivory antiques. So that's something different. But people don't know that. And ivory is so taboo. Like it's so like everybody doesn't like ivory or anything anymore. So it's like kind of lost knowledge. Next question. What's your favorite place on earth? Either somewhere you've been or somewhere you want to go, or both. So if I had my choice, I would want to go somewhere there is nature, like with oceans and mountains. So the combination of the two in the same place and not too far from a big city. So I really liked, Alaska and Seattle. I like the Pacific Northwest. I like Vancouver. So I like all those areas, a little cooler and, you know, ocean and mountains and trees. I just really like that. I mean, I've been to all those places. I feel like my favorite place would be somewhere that I've been, because there's a lot of places I want to go. But to be a favorite, I think I'd have to go there first. I hope I answered that question. Okay, next set of questions is from Falso for You. First question is your husband okay with you making not safe for work content? So the quick answer is yes, he's okay with it because he doesn't know about it. The audios are totally a secret. I mean, he knows that I'm on Reddit, but he doesn't know that I create audio content. I don't even think he knows that there's audio porn on Reddit. Anyway, and it says, will you be okay with him making not safe for work content? Yes, he can make as much audio he wants, like if he wanted to do that, or any content that he wants. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Number two, do you watch porn? Not really. And then it says, me, the answer is not really. If so, what genres are you into? So I do check out like Reddit porn. I want to say Reddit porn because they're like short clips. And I do have some favorite subreddits, which you guys probably want to know. But like since creating audio, I'll tell you the subreddits, just one second. But since creating audio, I have rarely looked at them. But before audio, I was looking at, and I've mentioned these before, I think. So the subreddit, When It Goes In, the subreddit, Pussy Jobs, and a new one that I found out, the subreddit, Prone Bone. So kind of felt like shy about that. But yeah, I will check those out if I'm not working on audio or listening to audio. But I try to listen to other people's audio also to get like ideas and feedback, not feedback, but like ideas and, just like scripts and stuff like that. Let's see what else. What are your goals in life? So one goal that I have is to play a really good song on the cello, like where I don't sound like I'm still learning. Like I can do vibrato and I can like, play like really clean, like there's no like repeating or like messing up. I would just love to play a really good song. Like Bach's Cello Suite number 5. That would be awesome. But you know, that's like an advanced, more advanced player. And I don't practice every day. So that's gotta, you know, that's not good. The other thing is, one of my goals is to elevate my spirituality. As far as like meditating and trying to be one, I guess, with myself. So I'm trying to work on that. And then, let's see, are you studying or working or staying at home or stay-at-home wife? So I'm working part-time. I have my own business. And I'm a stay-at-home, like, wife. So, I mean, like, part-time working and I work from home, so it's like stay at home. All right, so number four, what is your dirty little secret? Audio is my dirty little secret. It's totally a secret. I mean, right now I'm recording up in my office with the door closed and nobody knows. And usually when I record my audio, I'm up at like 1 a.m. recording that audio by myself. So I'm talking about the script stuff. The ramble faps, I'll do that during the day, but the script stuff I do like in the wee hours of the night. And actually I love waking up early when nobody's awake, like 4 or 5 in the morning. I love it. That time outside and like the air is so crisp. I love it. Anyway, let's see. Number 5. Have you ever role played with someone in real life? No, I haven't. Number 6. What's your favorite kink? It's cheating. But I won't do it, but it's my favorite. That's why, like, I think my first script, I picked the cheating one. I only fuck married men. That's why I picked it, because it was a confession and it was cheating. And I thought, like, man, I could really get into this character. Number 7, what is the most taboo, hottest thing you've ever done? I think it's reading these incest stories, this series, which is, oh my God, it's like so hot. And I didn't think that, like, that one story I read, the I lost my virginity to my mom, I didn't think that I would like it so much. So that, I guess, like, I feel like maybe I have this incest kink, but I really like reading the taboo about it. And I was thinking back, like, how can I be okay with this? Like, it's so bad. It's so wrong. And when I was like 12 or 13, I started reading these. I don't know who gave it to me, but I started reading V.C. Andrews books. I don't know if you ever heard of them. You guys probably haven't, but V.C. Andrews is like, these stories are like all about incest, like the brother and sister, the mom and son, the father and the daughter. Like, it's all incest, like the whole book. I mean, it was crazy. I remember reading this and I was like, oh my gosh. But I couldn't stop reading it. Like, I used to read those. I would say those books got me to start reading really fast. So there you go. Let's see. What is the most taboo / hottest thing you've ever fantasized about? It's cheating on my husband and cucking him, which I didn't know what cucking was, like a cuckold was, before Reddit. So that's something new. Number 9, what do you think about an open marriage? So an open marriage, I would be okay with it, but I think my spouse wouldn't. I haven't asked him about it, but maybe I should. I don't know. I think he'll feel hurt. Number 10, what made you post this kind of content? So a friend, I was helping a friend pick a name for his GWA account, and his username is Audiobino, which I helped him create, which is awesome, an awesome name. So I helped him create that name, and then he suggested that we do a collab. That he's like, you have a good voice, like, we should totally do a collab. So I was there's a story behind my name, but nobody asked about that, so I'm not going to talk about it. But I was like, okay, I'll just create this username, like Mona Lisa, you know, because like moan, like I'm moaning, and then it'd be good for audio. So I did it, and then I had to add like a number because somebody has, I think some Redditor has Mona Lisa. So I added a number, and then we kind of did a collab. It's the Katie story. He read the guy version, Josh's story, and then I read the Katie's version. So that was technically my first collab. And that was with Audiobino. So that's when I started. But what happened was, like, GWA, I was like reading through the, like, what you should know to join GWA. And they had recommended that, like, a lot of VAs start with posting like an orgasm, like a ramble fap. I didn't even know it was called a ramble fap. So I had one already recorded, so that's what I posted. So if you listen to the orgasms, like, the first one wasn't intended for Reddit or GWA. And then I got feedback on that, and then I just started describing everything, because I thought, if I was listening to this, what would I want to know? Okay, next question. Do you drink or do drugs? So I drink occasionally, like if I'm going to like a restaurant or a bar or like hang out at a party. But I mean, I don't drink more than maybe 2 or 3 drinks at the most. Very responsible. I don't do drugs. I tried it before, like a few times, and decided I didn't like it. I don't like losing control. So, let's see. What do you wear to bed or out when you're in the mood? I guess I would say I wear dresses. Like my pajamas are like, it's like a short, it's actually like, well, I guess it's like lingerie because it's like a short Victoria's Secret like dress. But it's like safe, like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't go outside with it, but it's not like, you know, you can see a bunch of cleavage or ass or something. It's not like that, but it's, you know, it's good for hot weather because it's always so hot and it's like cotton. So I like that. Let's see. But yeah, if I'm in the mood, dress, always dress. And I don't leave the house in sweats or pajamas, like never. That's like yucky to me. I don't know. I just don't think it looks good. I wouldn't go to the market like that. I would dress up. I mean, I wouldn't dress up, but like I would wear at least, you know, decent clothes. Let's see. Number 13. What is something you've always wanted to try but never got a chance to? A big cock. A big uncut cock. There you go. Number 14. Does using a vibrator / dildo make you think any less about a dick? No, it doesn't. Not at all. It's a different thing. Number 15. When was the last time you had sex? Did you enjoy it? It was on Tuesday and no comment. Number 16. Are you into BDSM or vanilla? So I'm more vanilla. I have yet to explore BDSM. My partner is very vanilla, so I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to. It says, if you're into BDSM, what is your role? I think I'd be the bratty sub, but I don't like to take a lesson. I'd be the rope bunny. I think that's the bondage part. So bratty sub rope bunny is my role. Okay, so next questions are from Starburst 8540. Let's start with the classic question. What is your bra size? 36D. I've answered that before. Number 2. Seems like one of your favorite genres or categories of audio is cheating. Do you and your husband have an open relationship? No. Number 3. Do you like cheating on your husband? That's funny because I'm not cheating. I'm not cheating. I have boundaries. Number 4. Is there anything that you would want that could help you with your audios, like a dildo? I actually bought a dildo, a smaller one for audio, because of your recommendation. But I'm not sure what other people use. Like, if you guys know what other VAs use for audio, like sounds to sound realistic, or even if they use whatever is real, can you guys let me know? Next question. When you record audio and the script says a character is doing, quote unquote, doing something, do you act it out in real life as you are doing it to get a good feel of the script? Yes, sometimes. So like, in the audio collab that I did today, that I posted today, it said like I took off my clothes. I actually took some clothes off so that it sounded like I was taking clothes off. And then like, let's see. The next question is, what is your favorite category of listening to audios? So I like listening to ramble faps, confession/narratives, and fourth wall breaks. And then it says, if I can't pick one, like, what is, let's see. Is your favorite category also your favorite for recording? Yes. So I like recording ramble faps. I like fourth wall breaks and I love confession narratives. That's also why I like doing the readings too, like the Slutty Confessions or the Gone Wild stories, because they're narratives usually. Like they're written from one point of view telling a story, and I love that. I love telling stories. Would you do a script in another language other than English? At least if the script also has translations next to it and pronunciation guidelines if needed? And I would say yes, if I can use my terrible American accent to to mimic the other language, if that's written in. Like, I've heard a couple where there's a French boyfriend who is teaching the girlfriend. Well, you're the listener, so you're the girlfriend. You're trying to learn French, and he says like la 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 in French, and then you're supposed to say it in your head or whatever, and then he's like, no, I'll say it slower, and it's really cute. I love it. I love accents, so, but I'm terrible at them. Number 8, I assume since you're a girl, romance scripts would be boring for you. That's weird. I don't think they're boring. Would you be willing to fill a romance script so men could have some more good content they'd like? So the answer is yes, I would do them. And I was wondering, like, why would a romance be boring? Is that boring for the woman or boring for the man? I would think it'd be boring for the guy, but I'm not sure. I know there are some guys that have really, like, they really like the romance part, which is really cute. And if there are any scripts that you guys want me to read, please feel free, if it's good, send it over to me so I can do them. I finally created a list. And I apologize because, you know, there's this one of the followers, I hope he's listening, he sent me this news anchor script and I can't find it and I don't know who sent it to me. I can't remember the username because it's been so long and I don't know how to get a hold of him. So if you guys know of a news anchor script, I'd like to do it. Please send it over to me. Number 9, do you ever go to a bar on a regular day, or do you just wait and go to the ladies' night knowing that you can get in free that day? Yeah, if my friends want to go to a bar, we're going to a bar. It doesn't matter if it's ladies' night or not. Who cares about that stuff? Number 10, have you ever masturbated with a pillow? No, I usually, because I'm a grinder, the pillow is usually too soft for me. I've seen other people use a pillow. I think the pillow would have to be more firm. But I don't need the pillow, so. Number 11, have you ever let a guy or girl pee in your mouth or on your tits? No, but I wouldn't let someone pee in my mouth. But peeing on my tits is fine. I don't care about that. Who cares? You can wash off, especially if it's in the shower. Okay, this next set of questions is from Rick Likes, which he has a new username, but Henry something. Anyway, do you squirt when orgasming? No, I haven't. It says often or seldom. I haven't, so I don't. Next question. When you record these audios, do you try to be quieter than you normally would be? No, not unless I'm not alone. So if I'm alone, I will be as loud as I am. And if there's people here, I will suppress and be inhibited when I do my audio. So it says also, congratulations. Do you plan on any collabs in the future? I have been doing collabs, but they're not that popular. I think that the feedback that I've gotten is guys don't want to hear other guys moaning in their voice. So, I keep doing them, but they don't get as many likes as just solo. Maybe you guys are thinking, or maybe he's thinking female-female collabs. I'm not sure. Okay, next one is from Carito 54321. What other content are you considering? More fourth wall, different kinks. I'd like to do different types of audio. I really like the medical stuff, but, you know, I'm working with My Dirty Secret on some stuff too. Okay, the next question is, are you planning on possibly branching out and making videos of yourself or just keeping it to audio? I plan to just keep it to audio, especially because it's a secret. I think if I did video, I think I'd get in really big trouble. Like, that's a lot of evidence and a lot of like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do video. Okay. Next question from Half-Sleeved Protocol. What is the snobbiest thing that you've done or that you do regularly? I go to public places with my headphones in my ears. It is snobby, I think. I think that's what he's asking, but I'm not sure. okay, these next set of questions, instead of going on, I'm going to stop here and then do another recording.